This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Every year, about 25,000 migrant workers go to Canada to find temporary work on farms and other operations. They are often not aware of their rights or how to protect those rights. A union in Canada has developed a program to help the workers. Paying particular attention to Mexico, where many of the workers come from, is the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, the UFCW. It has negotiated agreements with four Mexican states. The purpose of these agreements is to educate the workers about their rights before they leave for Canada. In Canada, the union has set up 10 offices where the workers can go for more information and help. I talked to Andrea Galvez, a UFCW projects officer based in Mexico City. I asked her about the migrant workers.
Those workers travel year to year, and they have a contract that stipulates working conditions, living conditions, salaries, and regular provisions. What we found for the last 15 years we've been working with migrant workers is that these contracts are not always respected, and workers do not necessarily know what their rights and obligations in Canada are. So what we're trying to do is to improve there are things to be fixed, and the intention of the agreements with the states is to work at a more regional level, local level, with state governments, to give workers the information they need before they leave Mexico, so before they go to Canada, and a kind of liaison between the union and the government when the workers go back to Mexico. So that means the workers are better informed, that they know who to contact in case of trouble when they're in Canada, but also that there's a follow-up of their condition or their situation in case of trouble. Let's say there's an unjustified dismissal or a work-related accident. We can follow up with state-level governments in a better way with this kind of agreement.
How do you decide what state governments in Mexico to work with?
The state governments we've been signing agreements with are the states that send the most workers to Canada.
How are the services in Canada and Mexico being coordinated?
We're trying to deal with state institutions that are already working with migrant workers. We have in Canada 10 support centers for agricultural workers in collaboration with the Agricultural Workers Alliance. And we have a network of allies in the region, so in rural regions. So that part is covered by the union. The part in Mexico will be covered by state institutions. By, for example, in the case of Guerrero, it will be the Secretary of Migrants who will do the follow-up. In the case of Oaxaca, it will be the Direction of Attention to Migrants, to Oaxacan migrants. And we are making sure this is like a voluntary thing. They are interested in the issue. They know migration is the issue at this point. So they have this interest on making sure their citizens are being somehow covered. So we're doing the Canadian part, and they'll be doing the Mexican part.
Are there other Mexican states that might be involved in the program?
Yes. We're, once again, focusing on the central states of Mexico, who are the ones who send the most migrant workers to Canada. And we're already in talks with other states. We're hoping this year we'll have another couple of agreements. We expect that. We hope for that. They're all interested on the issue. And once they see the results we have with the four states we've already signed, I think it will be logical for them to jump into the thing.